This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast as we gear up for the first major championship of the 2015 season. It's the Masters, played at one of the most iconic venues in the world of golf, Augusta National, and Rory McIlroy is the 6-1 favourite to complete his career slam. Joining me on the line now, former European Tour professional Jamie Spence, regular Sky Sports pundit as well. Jamie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, David. Looking forward to this week in what I consider it to be a very open Masters.
First of all, let's talk about the golf course, Jamie, because it is one of the most iconic golf courses on the planet, and a golf course you've never seen before in the flesh.
No, never been there, never played it. It doesn't really bother me. I know it's everyone's utopia to go to Augusta and play. Not for me, really. There's lots of other fantastic golf courses around the world where you can turn up and maybe pay a green fee and play without having to know any of the members. But no, I mean, obviously it's great viewing on TV, and it never changes, does it, year to year. They tiger-proof this course from when Tiger took it to pieces a few years ago and made it a lot longer, and I think that restricts who can do well on the golf course.
What type of player do you think is suited to the challenge, Jamie?
Well, they've got to hit it long now, David. You just go back through the last six or seven winners, you know, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, Schwartzel, Mickelson and Cabrera. You've got to go back really to Zach Johnson in 2007 when it was really, really windy. The winning score that year actually was +1, which is highly unusual. It's normally, you know, 10, 11, 12 under par. That was because of the wind that week, and Zach Johnson being a control player that really suited him. So you need a bit of length off the tee.
And looking at the weather forecast as well, Jamie, it appears there's rain in the air as well, which could restrict the short distances even more.
Well, exactly right. Accuracy then doesn't become an issue, does it? Because the ball's going to be softer. The ball's not going to run into the rough or into the trees. So that really does help the longer hitters even more. I think by the time we get to Thursday, Friday, the weather's going to pick up and not be too bad, but they could have some disruptions there, yeah.
Let's spin through the market then and start off with Rory McIlroy. Jamie, he's a 6-1 favourite for the event, two-time major winner last year, and looking for the Masters to complete his career slam.
I don't want to get too excited about Rory. I mean, he's got plenty of chances to do this career Grand Slam. I mean, he doesn't have to do it first time out, and I think he might struggle a bit this week. I think a lot of pressure's on him, a lot of media interest is on him. We're asking a lot, aren't we, first time out to go out there and win the Masters and complete that career Grand Slam. And when you look at the statistics from last year, he was only level par on the par fives last year, and I think he was third last in putting. So I think maybe he hasn't quite got to grips with the greens. He's certainly had to play the par fives a lot better. He'll know that. He'll have done some work for that. So I think he's plenty short enough, Rory, although, yeah, he's a great player, world number one. We all know that. We all know what his major record is. But I just think there's maybe a bit too much on him this week.
He's doing a lot of work in the gym at the moment, Jamie, isn't he? He seems to be really focusing on building body strength.
Yeah, well, he's not the largest person in the field, Rory. He's under 6 foot tall, which isn't the norm these days. The players seem to be getting bigger and bigger. He's making up for that in the gym. He's very, very strong. Seen lots of pictures of him lifting weights. You don't have to be an Olympic weightlifter to play golf, obviously. You do need lots of flexibility. You need some endurance. You need that power when you're hitting the ball. Rory's got plenty of that.
Jordan Spieth is next in the betting at 10-1. His rise in the world of golf over the last 18 months, Jamie, has been meteoric.
Yeah, it's incredible just for a 21-year-old. You know, his first Masters last year, came tied second, and he had a share of the lead after three rounds. So that was an incredible performance. And since then, he's just gone from strength to strength. His last three events have been a win, a runner-up, and a loss in a playoff. You can't argue with the form, can you? But that statistic in itself, has that taken anything out of him, those last three events he's played in? To be up there in contention, mentally, it takes a lot out of you. Obviously, his game can't be in a better spot, and with his record last year, it all bodes well for Spieth. But me being a punter, I just think, can he keep on that form? I'm not so sure.
Bubba Watson is 11-1, two times Masters champion, Jamie.
Player to beat in my eyes, although only two players have ever defended the Masters, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Bubba Watson, that's his team company to join. I think he can do it because this course is obviously tailor-made for him. He's won twice in the last 3 years around here, hits the ball a mile. More importantly, for these left-handers, they can hit that big slinging cut as opposed to the hook that the right-handers will have to hit. That is so much easier to hit. We pointed this out time and time again with Phil Mickelson and his record around here. Bubba's doing the same thing. I just really feel, you know, he's in good form this year. He's been runner-up in the Phoenix and third in the Cadillac, so he's still in good form. I really think he's the man to beat.
He's talked, Jamie, in the past about his imagination being very important around Augusta National. He can play shots that other golfers can only dream of playing.
Yeah, well, he can cut it off the tee with a driver. When he gets with the irons, he can hook it. He can do both. He can hit cuts, hooks. He's got all the shots. One thing with Bubba Watson, short putting, that is a bit of a concern for me. When you watch him hold those 3-4 footers, which on this golf course are perilous, that would worry me. But then again, for all players, that's difficult on here.
Jason Day is 14-1 in the betting, Jamie. A winner at Torrey Pines earlier on in the season, and good form around Augusta National as well.
Yeah, and he's been here since last Friday as well, Jason Day. 27, done a lot in the world of golf, hasn't he, for a 27-year-old, Jason Day. Fifth in the world, runner-up here in 2011, 20th last year and third in 2013. He's young, he's consistent. I think he can only get better. He's got to have a chance. I don't know whether he's going to win this year. I mean, I suppose a major is around the corner for Jason Day. I think he needs it tough for him to come through.
Jason Day, 14s. Dustin Johnson is 16-1. Appears to have rededicated his life to the game of golf after that enforced absence, or what we think was an enforced absence, Jamie. Dustin Johnson, 16-1.
Yeah, this is his sixth Masters, Dustin Johnson. His best finish is 13th back in 2013. And you think, for someone who hits the ball so far, should he not have a better record than that round here, David, do you think? I don't know, he's just not for me round here. I think I've tipped him before round here and he's disappointed me. Although, yeah, he has rededicated himself to the game of golf, won the Cadillac. Not round here, he's just not shown anything for a player of his abilities.
Do you think he maybe isn't, it might seem a bit harsh to say this, but do you think he maybe not smart enough for Augusta?
I think he's a bit gung-ho.
Let's put it that way. It's probably the more polite way of putting it.
But he hits the ball, not many people hit it past him off the tee. Around here, that's a huge advantage, as we know. And for the talent, he's not just a long hitter, he's a quality player.
Yeah.
For him, in six Masters, to only record a 13th position, there's something he doesn't like about the place.
Adam Scott is in the market at 20-1, going back to the long putter this week.
Yeah, I like Adam Scott, and the only thing is his putting with the long one. I think that's a smart move. Use it while you can, Adam. In his last 4 years, he's been very, very consistent. Second, eighth, first in 13, obviously. And not too bad last year, 14th, when he had a bad weekend. He had a 76, I think, on the Saturday. I really like Adam Scott around here. You know, I think he's in just peaking as a golfer. He's the right age, he's got the right experience, and he's got the right game.
Henrik Stenson is 20-1. His Masters record leaves a little bit to be desired.
Yeah, I agree with you there regarding Henrik. His record is poor, to be honest with you, round here. This is his 10th Masters. He missed the cut three times, and his best finish is 14th. But another statistic which I looked at, his lowest round on this course in 10 Masters is 69. Now, he's going to have to shoot a lot better than that if he wants to win his first green jacket. I think there's other majors for Henrik Stenson.
Jimmy Walker, 22-1. His game has developed under Butch Harmon incredibly well in the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's got a lovely swing, hasn't he? And he's a great striker with the ball. And he was eighth last year on his debut, and that included a 76 on the Saturday. It was pretty tough on that Saturday last year. He's had a couple of good records in other majors, seventh in the PGA and a ninth in the US Open. And, you know, he's 36, but he's blossoming late in life, Jimmy Walker. I really like him.
Phil Mickelson is 22-1, three times Masters champion. Big Phil?
Yeah, 22-1 and 22nd in the world for the 44-year-old. Are his best days behind him round here? Possibly. Three-time champion, of course. Won five majors in his career. And not only has he won it three times, there's seven top fives. So that left-handed theory round here really, really works for for Big Phil. I think he's got to be concentrating on that US Open, you know, to create his own career Grand Slam, having won the Open in Muirfield back in 2013. He's not quite shown enough form this year, although he did have two very good first rounds at Houston last week, 66 and 67. That showed he's got a game coming back. So I wouldn't put anybody off Phil, but at 44 round here, I think he's got his eyes set on that US Open.
And Brant Snedeker, 33-1, Jeremy.
Yeah, again, and you could just go through a whole host of Americans, can't you? You know, I could put Matt Kuchar in there as well. You know, he's got a very good record around Augusta. And Patrick Reed as well is another one I really like. So that once we get past the main protagonist, there's a whole host of American players who could easily figure. It, just pick your favourite.
One American figure who is playing this week decided to make the trip to Augusta National, having been sidelined and struggled with his game. Tiger Woods is 40-1. 40-1, Jamie, for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you could treble that and then treble it again. He can't win. I just can't see him winning. You know, he's not a broken par in a tournament for over 500 days. He's been out of the game for 8 weeks now. He's had chipping problems. He's had health problems. I was talking to a renowned journalist last week, a golf journalist, and we both agreed that if he won this, this would be his greatest ever triumph. And you think about what he's done in his career. Back in 97 when he blew the field away here at the Masters, he won by 15 shots at Pebble Beach in 2000 to win a US Open. And he won the US Open in 2008 with one leg, really. He had a broken leg when he won. So you think about all those great feats that Tiger Woods has done. This would be his greatest achievement. To just any golfer to come back from a layoff like he's had and just to compete and make a cut, you've done well. To win round here would be absolutely incredible, and I'm not having it.
Tiger Woods 4-0, 40-1 to win the event. We've been through the leading contenders then, Jamie. Give us your thoughts on the outright.
Well, on the outright, I like Bubba, but with the Nicklaus and Woods factor, they're the only ones to defend it, and that's slightly put me off, although I want to keep Bubba on my side. I'm going to go with Adam Scott. I just feel his record over the last few years. I think he's crept in quietly in the back door here. No one's really looking at him too hard, and I think going back to the long putter on these greens will really help. The other one is Jimmy Walker. I think Jimmy Walker's a solid player. He hasn't played round Augusta that often, but when he did last year, he played very, very well. Good player, Jimmy Walker. And I've got an outsider for you. Not sure he can win, but with his length, is Brooks Koepka, who played the European Tour. He's gone over to America. He's won out there. Big outsider. I think Brooks Koepka each way as well.
Those three names then: Adam Scott 20-1, Jimmy Walker 22-1, Brooks Koepka 80-1, and keeping Bubba Watson onside at 11-1 as well. And I know, Jamie, have you looked at some of the supporting markets?
Yeah, let's go back a bit. No Europeans in there, unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm sorry to say, Sergio, Lee Westwood, Poulter, and Donald. I just can't see them figuring. Hope I'm wrong.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because we've dominated the Ryder Cup for so many years, but when it comes to the Masters, it's been a barren spell for Europeans.
Yeah, throw in Graham McDowell. I just can't see it being long enough for him. Is Justin Rose playing well enough? I think Martin Keimer hits a cut. I just can't see him, with the course being lengthened as it has over the last 10 years, winning with a cut round here, Martin Keimer. So we've got a lot of great players, but not for this golf course.
Let's have a look at the summer supporting markets then, and we'll start with top Englishmen. I know you fancy a name in here.
Yeah, I think you do as well.
Yep.
Yeah, Paul Casey, he's gone out to America, he's got his card, he's back in the top 50 of the world. I know Darren Clark's had a little chat with him, trying to drag him back to Europe so he can get into the Ryder Cup team. He's on the up, Paul Casey, 5-1 top Englishman, really good bet.
Seems more settled personally as well, which I think could be key to him.
Yeah, he's married, he's got a little one now as well, and that changes your whole life, as we all know. Playing out there full time has got to help. He's done well at Augusta in the past. Let's not forget, go back a few years, Paul Casey was challenging to win a green jacket, so he's back near that form, I think. It's a good bet, 5-1.
And in the to miss the cut market, Jamie?
Yeah, well, as I said, I think watching Tiger chip around Torrey Pines a few weeks ago, and when he came back at Isleworth as well, and he was duffing those, under the pressure. I know he's been doing a lot of practice this week, been chipping, under the cosh, when you've got one go at it off a tight lie, I fear for him. I don't have any pleasure in saying that. I fear for him around here a little bit, and 5-6 to miss the cut is a far better bet than 40-1 to win.
And we'll finish off with a look at the tournament match bets, because you've got a Yankee for us, Jim.
Yeah, yeah, I've got my players that I sort of picked out. This is draw no bet, so tournament match bets over the 72 holes. And I've got Jimmy Walker at even money to beat Henrik Stenson. Bubba Watson at 4-6 to beat Jason Day. That's a tough one. That's the one I've thrown in there. Adam Scott to beat Snedeker at 4-6. And Matt Kuchar, who's got a terrific record here at Augusta, to beat the young and ever popular Ricky Fowler. So that's my Yankee.
He is popular, isn't he? 9.18-1, that accumulator on those match bets, played as a Yankee. Bubba Watson to beat Jason Day, Jimmy Walker to beat Henrik Stenson, Adam Scott to beat Brant Snedeker, and Matt Kuchar to beat Ricky Fowler. Do you think he's slightly overrated, Ricky Fowler?
I like him as a player, and he's improved his putting, hasn't he? I mean, he's been working hard on that. But maybe we just heap a bit too much. There's another player, you know, we talk about all these American players. They've got a lot of good players at the moment, the Americans. And we never even talked about Ricky Fowler. And I can see, again, him winning a major. Is it going to be this week? Probably not. But in the future, yeah. He's played well at the Open. He seems to have a lot of shots in his game.
Thank you for your company, Jamie. Good luck with those bets on Adam Scott et al. This week. And I look forward to catching up with you as the tournament progresses.
Yeah, looking forward to that, Dave. Don't forget, this is wide open, this Masters.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.